Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
From radioinfo.com.au. It's Wednesday, the 29th of July. And from Radio Info's On This Day, country singer Martina McBride, Smallville's Alison Mack, and AFL footballer Nick Holland are all having birthdays. Hi there, I'm Brad Smart, and welcome to the Morning Briefing. Here's what people are talking about in radio this morning. Everyone's head is still spinning from SCA's surprise announcement on Monday that they were waving adios to the hit brand. Within the industry, a number of former programmers are saying it's a smart move to dump it and return to the heritage brands. The national hit experiment was always thought of as too much to lose and too little to gain, with many listeners upset when the call signs they grew up with were replaced. SCA's Chief Content Officer Dave Cameron obviously agrees, but he's being very cagey about the future of the Perth network station. At this stage, it appears it's remaining as hit. But for what reason and for how long? With the need for common branding gone, it probably doesn't matter. But stations like SAFM and B105 have a new chance to reconnect with their audiences. Rock and roll radio pioneer Alan Slate is about to have a new Sydney broadcast facility named after him. And I'll bet you're asking, who's Alan Slate? Well, the 89-year-old was born in Canada and began his broadcasting career as a newsman at CHAB, Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan. After a career that included Radio Carolin in the UK and many Canadian stations, Slate went on to build and own the country's largest private radio network. So what's that got to do with Australia? Well, Slate now has three generations of descendants living in Sydney, and they've donated to Eastside Radio 89.7 FM. As a result, Eastside is now naming its new studio after Alan Slate. Nine journo Georgie Gardner has stepped up to the podcast mic. Gardner will be interviewing a diverse range of women about their motivations and aspirations for her new 10-part podcast series, Drive. The series will kick off with former Prime Minister Julia Gillard, and subsequent episodes will feature actor Rachel Griffiths, AFL's Tanya Hosch, and Adopt Change founder Deborah Lee Furness. AFTA's Open Day, like most events involving crowds this year, is to be virtual. The Open Day will run from 10 a.m. to 3 on August 8. Potential students will be able to explore AFTA's facilities, meet tutors, and get the lowdown on courses from the comfort and safety of their homes. If there's one industry that's reliant on data, it's advertising. Agencies will now be able to access a new database of brand-level ad spend data. The resource has been developed by the Standard Media Index in partnership with the advertising monitor Big Data. Please tell your friends about our daily flash briefing and give us a 5-star rating on your podcast platform. You can also click that like or share button. For all the details of today's stories, check out the website at radioinfo.com.au.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.